Yeah, it's good.
I look like a psychopath.
You know what this is? Wait, no, I'll just say it on
camera.
We
look so Clairol counter. I'm obsessed with it.
Welcome to Ulta Beauty
Welcome to
Supply.
Clinique. Wait, that's what it is. We're at the Clinique counter, so we're going to treat you really good today.
Are you here for your free salon intel?
Thank you for salon intel. We're also Spice. Thank you for your purchase of fragrance today. We're going to give you a free eyebrow wax. Neither of us are estheticians, but that's okay. We watched a video or two.
$4.99.
Yeah. No, free. They got fragrance. Quit trying to upcharge our customers.
My service is $4.99. That's $500.
Not $4.99. What are you providing during this threading?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not a wax anymore. He said, I'll give you a special. It's not anything I offered you. It's double the price. No.
Double.
I mean, more than that.
Sucker, I know. How much does it cost to get your eyebrows done?
That's a good question, and no one knows.
Because they're giving them free all the
time?
They are
giving them free all the time. I'm bad.
Oh, my God. They're like, yeah, you want to come here?
I mean, that's what it is. It's like surgery in the 1900s, like the early 1900s.
Yes. Yeah.
They're like, come watch. We can do that. We know what we're doing. We'll give you a heart transplant. And it's because they're still figuring it out.
Yeah, they're like, come watch.
Yeah.
Come watch. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome to another week's episode of Track Trash. Where the points don't matter.
And it's all made up.
But you do. And we do.
We do too.
We matter. What's that song? Matter to me. Oh, Waitress. It's because that's the only musical I have on my phone. So every so often, those songs pop up on my car.
It's the only ones you
and
know.
I get mad.
We're on a journey. Why are you mad about them?
Why? Because I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to listen to
you
it.
You hate that musical.
I don't
it's the only
it.
One you own.
Just oversaturate.
Oh. I've literally never seen it or listened to it yet.
It's good.
You've seen it like three times.
Three times, I think.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, welcome.
Welcome.
As you can see.
As you can see, we did high horror drag today, not just our normal day-to-day beat.
And we're at the Ulta Beauty counter.
Correct. We are beauty experts.
Yes.
You can tell by our coats.
Estheticians.
Estheticians.
Fake estheticians.
You're maybe fake. Here's my certificate.
Urology.
I'm a urologist now.
I'm a urologist.
Pull your dick out.
Is that what a urologist is?
Isn't that like urinary?
I thought that was blood.
I thought that was phlebotomist.
Mm-hmm. We should ask Derek when he gets here.
He would know.
Listen, we're doctors. We're in white coats. You can trust us.
But just not those kind of doctors.
But, I mean, they all Google everything anyway.
This is true.
So, you can be a doctor. I can be a doctor.
She can be a doctor.
Well, women can't be doctors.
That's true. It's 2024 after all. Let's get it real.
No, no one wants to be doctors anymore. Who wants to help people?
No, seriously.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we're helping you today.
Oh, my God, yes. We are, what are we doing today?
We're doing wig shit. Just
Queen
that.
Over here.
Yeah.
Queen over here is getting into the wigs.
I'm getting into the wig shit. I said she can't be flat forever.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can always be proved wrong.
You can't be flat
you
forever.
You can't be flat forever. You have to. So what we're going to play with today is we were going to do a full roll steam and set, but you know what? That's like a whole day.
And it's hot
and
here.
And it's hot here. It's 100 degrees because summer's still not over.
But it's the last week of summer.
This is true.
This is true.
And hopefully it'll be cool next weekend for Tower Grove Pride.
Tower Grove
Pride.
We're
going to show up and out.
We are going to. We bought outfits today.
We bought outfits today.
Slay.
Slay.
Chloe, we see you. We're coming for you.
Visa. Mana. Gabrielle. No. Oh my God, I'm remembering like so many of them right now.
I don't remember names. I remember Chloe.
Okay.
Because of the laugh. Cut that out. Anyways,
no,
yes,
whatever.
We will be going to Tower Grove Pride next weekend, which is actually the Saturday that you all will be watching this.
Yes.
So.
Oh, and hopefully I'll have a different fan there next time.
Oh, that is a good.
Probably find. We need to get some little electric ones. Yeah.
I want those popsicles, those furry popsicles.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Okay. So. Instead of doing a full curl and set thing, which shout out to James Mansfield, by the way, if you're not watching her wig tutorials online, get the fuck into it.
Yes.
She did one the other day that blew my mind where she's like, oh yeah, and then after I like steam bag it, I put a pillowcase over it, or the hair dryer to dry it out. And I was like, Duh.
She's like, come on.
Come on.
She knows what she's doing.
She's doing
her with
the real
everything.
Shit. So we're just going to play with our steamers a little bit.
Yeah.
And just smooth and straighten the fuck out of these straight wigs already and make them nice and shiny.
Listen, this was like $15 at Walmart.
Yep.
I've had it for about 10 years.
I spent more on this. In fact, I think I'm still paying her off.
But it's going to be better. Your wig is going to turn out much better.
But not necessarily. It's steam is steam.
I don't know.
The cool thing about this one, though, is this is an iron as well.
I know, I like that.
But I do forget, and it gets hot, and I forget to turn it, too, until it's on, and that's a little hot to do, too.
Oh, so when it's turned, it's just ironing.
Nope, it's always iron.
Always iron.
But it does just turn.
Okay.
And then when you press the button, it's when it does full steam.
I love that sound.
Me too.
Okay.
So I actually have a little bit of heat spray that I'm going to come and put on this just in case.
Do I need to pin her?
That's a good idea. We should pin them down first. Okay, so we have wig heads here.
I brought some supplies.
Mm-hmm. Oh! And no pins. Let me get them.
I've got pins right here.
Oh, okay. Can I use some of yours then?
Yes. I'm going to use the pink heart.
They're hard.
Yeah.
You're going to just use one?
No, I'm going to use the two pink ones.
Do you want to use the other red ones then so they match?
I'll use the white ones, unless you want to use the white ones.
No, that's okay. You can use those.
Now, where are you pinning it? Teach me.
Oh. Mine doesn't have a lace front.
Okay.
So normally I would pin them into the lace. What I tried to do with this one last time was just pull back as much of the hair as possible and get it right up front, because the goal is I want to be able to comb through it without it pulling those. And sometimes when you're combing at the front, it can sort of pull those stray hairs.
Before you come for us, I know that these are not real wig pins. These are like sewing pins, but you use what you got.
Listen, do they still stab into the thing?
I mean, yeah, it's a little harder on mine, but yeah. But
I think
mine's
more...
a cork. Mine is a head block. It's for hats.
Listen, you use what you have.
You use what you have. I got it at a garage sale for $5, so you do what you gotta do.
I also do kind of like try to look like wigs will have like kind of a, you know, squiggly line, obviously, like around your hairline.
Yes.
I'll try to find like the points that stick out. So the one that like goes over your ear.
Oh, that's a good.
I'll pin it there because otherwise it's gonna flat back when you're trying to brush it.
Right.
So yeah, I don't pin it all the way everywhere, but I just try to get some major anchor points. I don't know, where do you pin it?
Well, I'm just following your example.
Oh, okay.
To be honest.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, did you pin yourself?
No, I almost ironed myself.
Oh, careful. Yeah, here, I can move this to the other
side.
No,
it was kind of a joke. Because I just felt it hot. It was just hot all of a sudden. I was like,
burned. And then I honestly might just put a couple on the temples, one in the middle and one in the back, and call it good.
One in the back, okay.
Yeah, I put one on the bottom, right at the scruff.
Ow!
Ooh.
Yeah, see, that's what happens with this one.
Because
your little thingies come off.
I also found that when I brush the back of the wig, it'll pull the wig cap down.
Think about that.
And it sort of messes my process up.
Okay.
And I find that one is usually fine, unless it's not. I'm eyeballing this, and I just pressed in a pin that just, like, was not attached to the wig at all. But this wig is light enough as well, thin enough, that I feel like one is sufficient to cover it in the back.
Okay.
If you have a thicker wig, like my other one, which is really thick, I pin it in three places on the back.
That's probably smart.
So that it doesn't drag. Or because it's lace, so that it doesn't pull the lace. But this is not lace, so I'm less precious.
Smart.
And then learned this the hard way, but it's true. Definitely always start with a wide tooth comb when you're combing it out. You want to comb your hair out. I sound so like insufferable.
I love
it. I've been teaching hair for 30 years and I'm over it.
You're teaching us how to do it.
But get the wide tooth comb, go at the ends first.
Ends first, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you can work your way up, and that way it just sort of like separates the larger bits as you go.
Oh my god, magic.
And then once you feel like the hair is sufficiently combed through, you can go in with a regular brush.
Oh my gosh.
And that way you're just not pulling out hair going in raw.
Yes, and this is what we were talking about last time when we were doing the paintings, because it's like, the tools, right? It's yes. important to have the right tools.
Yes.
So it's kind of hard to, like, if you don't know what you're doing, you might destroy your wig.
Yes. And I think what's unfortunate, I mean, it's just part of it. It's not unfortunate. It's just the reality is that hair care requires a lot of different products.
Yeah.
And they're different for a reason.
Right.
And you've got, you know, boy me, who's just like, why can't I just have one brush and just brush the fuck out of it whenever I need to? And it's like, well, you can.
You can. That is an option.
If you have a really thin wig like this one, you're going to just start losing a lot of it.
Right.
Really
and
quickly.
Then that 50% is going to be 30%.
Exactly.
Then you're just going to be bald.
Exactly. And then I'm just a boy again. So what am I doing?
And then it's like the best part is gone.
Exactly. And then you can't really see it, but like this wig that I'm brushing right now has a bevel at the end. And when you've combed through it and you're ready to go in with a brush, I find that that helps keep the bevel. Like, you do have to comb that swoop back in.
Oh.
Otherwise, it'll start turning out different ways, or it, like, might straighten out and flatten, but you can just go in there and literally, I'll get on the inside of the bevel and just kind of, like, this. And it reforms, it reshapes it. But I like that. That's how this wig is built. And that's how, clearly, I like a lot of my wigs.
This one's kind of like that, too. It kind of does that at the end.
But I find I have to do that little extra step.
All right.
And you want it nice and brushed through, because what we're going to do is take the steam iron, right up close to this. And as we drag the steamer down, we're going to follow right behind it with a brush.
I'm so scared.
And you can start with a wide tooth, again, like the same.
Okay.
And also, hair tends to brush and comb a little easier if it's damp.
Yeah.
It's going to start doing that because of the steam anyway, but if I am doing like a roller set.
Yes.
The other day I wetted it first I rolled it up.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't, you don't do steaming until after those portions.
Okay.
But it just helped me comb through it. And I was also trying to do blowout shit, which is tricky, right?
Okay.
So now I know why it's such a hard deal.
Okay.
And I might have to play with it with a different wig because basically, I don't know, the wetness of the hair, the thinness of the hair has to be so where you can take that round brush and get a good chunk of hair on there where it's like overlapping.
Right.
And be able to like comb through it while you're hair drying.
That sounds like a lot of work.
In a certain direction, it is tricky. And what I was getting hung up on was I could never, I would like roll it up and it would get knotted almost.
Oh.
Or I couldn't pull through. So I was like, there's something with my hair here or the wetness or something that I couldn't get that. But that's another step you can do that whenever you're, I think it's before you set the curls.
Okay.
And it's just like, it's even more volume. It's even more 90s, like ba ba boom.
Wow.
But they're difficult.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I feel like many girls grow up really just having to learn all of this because you're having to do it on yourself from an early age.
Well, and just casually for like fucking school or something, which is wild.
Right.
And you're supposed to like do it all before 7 a.m.
Right. And it's just like, you know, we are grown men learning things that, like, you know, eight-year-olds
have been doing. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I grew up watching my sisters for church do this a couple of times a week. And I mean, growing up in the religion that we did, it was a big deal to do your hair.
Oh,
really fancy for women.
Yes.
And so they would, I mean, turn out some really cool styles. And
love
I mean,
that.
What are they called? Hot curlers? Is that
what
they're called?
Oh, yes, where it's the little basket.
Love those. And those were a frequent.
Very show choir. I feel like all the girls had those in show choir.
Yeah.
Oh, I just like brushing this wig out.
Oh, it's so shiny, but like fluffy.
It's nice.
Beautiful.
All right, I think I've
You feel like you're brushed out?
Yeah, I feel good about that.
Okay, cool. So you want to take a sip.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm drinking a Corona, a virgin Corona.
And I'm drinking a virgin Coors. Drunk on set.
It's actually vanilla cream soda.
Yeah, mine's actually a tea.
So good. Also, you know, a good vodka chaser.
Exactly.
All right.
That is exactly the size of bottle where, that she chugs on Will and Grace. Yeah. You almost did that last week, so that's why I was like, go, go, go.
I could have.
Okay.
All right.
So now, before I take my brush and steamer at the same time, what I like to do is kind of take my steamer and give it an all over.
High heat?
Mine only has one setting.
Okay.
Probably so high. I don't know. Probably. Just enough for it to shoot out.
Okay.
You want to be a shooter.
Okay.
I like to just kind of give it a good little layover once, you know, get the those plastic strings loosened up. And then especially kind of underneath, because the inside is often neglected.
Where's my steam?
But it's important.
There it is.
That all strands of the hair are touched.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, and ladies and gentlemen.
Just ladies and gentlemen. Two genders, no more. This tutorial is just for the heteros.
This is just for the hetero men. Just for the hetero men.
Okay, so I'm going to stop that now because I think I've got that sufficiently saturated.
I don't know if I did anything. I don't even remember what I was going to say, but.
Sorry. I was just like, moving on. I could hit it a little longer.
Hit it like Papa John. Okay, she's pretty warm.
She's good?
Yeah.
Do you know what this hair shape is giving, especially with this lip color? Parker Posey.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Best in Show.
Yep.
Well, we were both shopping at J. Crew, and so...
What did she say? That monologue is so funny.
All right.
Okay. And we're going to pick it right back up, but just to get ready...
Okay, do I need a smaller brush like that?
It's however... safe, you're like if you feel like it's combed through enough and you're ready to hit it with this,
yeah, let's go.
That's where I feel like it is.
Oh,
so if you feel like it's gonna comb through good and you can run it through with one hand, then we're ready to start.
Okay, I'm ready
to start.
So
you're gonna get one hand with your steamer, and whichever's most comfortable, I kind of switch back and forth, I always forget.
Okay. Yeah,
and I do so the viewers can see steamer down and the brush on top, like that.
Oh my god, okay, I gotta use my left hand.
You can switch it up. That's what I'm saying. Whatever marks most comfortable. Oh. And you kind of want to run them together, right? So where they're going down at the same time.
Oh, okay, okay. And the steamer is below.
Switch it up and see how you feel. Because now I'm wondering.
It's like some hand-eye coordination stuff.
Yep. This is some video game shit.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
It takes practice.
You know what? I hate practice. If I'm being honest, if I'm not great right out of the gate, I'm quitting.
Yeah, I hear that. And see, you can't see it on camera again, so I'm going to just describe it to you. Here's what starts happening
with bubbles
to slip the other direction. So I'll usually set my steamer down at that point and try to recreate that by brushing it in the other direction because it'll just flip right back in. But I also don't want it to settle like that because of the heat.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you see, it'll just go right back.
It will. Oh my god.
And then you have that, I don't know, I'm sort of obsessed with like the roundedness anyway.
I agree.
I love that look in the back when it's just like
I agree.
And you don't see the harsh ends or anything.
I agree.
Beautiful.
Oh, should I lift it up for the viewers?
Yeah, let's see it.
Oh. Ooh.
I'm gonna have to unscrew mine to show.
She's a little flurry right here.
So you can still keep going. That's the thing is mine, I've done this plenty of times too, so it's kind of hitting it. But all those loose ends, the more that you continue
just
to run
the more. Okay.
And so like you can see up here, I don't think I really need to do up here that much because it's already so shiny and stuff.
Right.
But where you have kind of, I mean, this is fine too, but yours was a good example where it looks fluffy or duller.
Yes.
Or maybe like it's.
It's been brushed out a lot.
Right, like a little bit of. Split ends.
Yes,
just
yes.
Keep running it, and it'll just smooth out. And then you'll start to, some of those split ends will start to kind of like melt.
Okay.
Or they'll straighten out enough to where you'll see where they are, and I'll go in and just
cut them out
a little bit. Because they'll be like scraggly below the hairline, like very visible, and then it becomes easier, and you don't feel like you're, I don't know, taking away.
Yeah.
Too much.
So great.
Isn't
I had no
nice?
Idea that it was just easy, this easy.
I think you just got to play around with it. And it does take a lot of patience and time.
Well, those are two things that I can't afford.
So bank those up. to prepare to do this. I think that is mostly what it is.
I want it fast.
Is that hair care stuff just takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And a lot of patience. But it's not super hard.
Right.
I think that there's some technique stuff there, definitely, like I was talking about with the blowout.
Yes. Yeah, you have to, it's like painting. You have to master those.
The strokes and the hand movements and the doing it.
Exactly, the yeah. doing it. Oh, we got into a boo-boo.
This wig doesn't need so much because I'm telling you, it's so thin. You can probably see, and when I wear it on camera, you can really, it like gaps out. You can see through it and stuff. So I don't need to go at it as long as you do.
Okay.
But yeah, you should see all of those begin to really.
Okay, so just so you can see a before and after.
Yes.
So like this side, see how puffy she is right here?
Right.
Like look at that.
Right.
We're gonna try to fix that with these mediocre hands. Mediocre hot dog hands.
Hot dog hands. Right. And then the other side is a good example, so show that
one.
Oh
yeah, so this one's really started to come out.
And all of those little splits, those will all lay down the more you go over it and over it.
Cher Horowitz.
So.
James, Queen James.
Yes, Millie.
What's something that you love this week?
Something that I love this week, do you know what the first thing that comes to my head
what
every
is
time
it?
I say that?
What is it?
Well, I just broke in my new purple clogs. I don't have purple clogs.
Oh.
It's a line, it's a line from Clueless.
I was like, wait, what? How come I've never seen these?
I
That's
wish.
That's so funny.
Because what? I don't even remember what they ask her. Like, what have you done lately? And she's like, well, I broke in my new purple clogs.
That is true.
Because that's how I generally feel when people ask me, like, how I'm doing or what's new. I'm just like, I want to name something so insignificant.
Right.
But, what do I love this week? I love.
Wow, look at that. Oh my God, it's Britney Spears.
Oh yeah, bitch, oh. Keep going. I love boy drag.
You know what?
We did that
this
today.
Been very fun.
As kind of a joke.
Yes.
It started out as a joke.
Got
now
into it.
Now it's not so serious.
Got
now
into
it's a
little
it. So serious. Yeah, I mean, obviously we found out that we can't just do a light beat, which is funny. And got to really play around with makeup today in a way that I feel more precious about when I'm doing drag.
Yeah.
So it was this fun experience to paint today.
It really
even
was.
Though it doesn't look like a lot on me.
You want to know something that I realized this week that I think you're going to really love?
What?
You know how growing up and now, mm-hmm. especially now since you watch Sex and the City now, mm-hmm. but growing up, I would watch a lot of Sex and the City
yes.
and Will and Grace. But you know how you always felt like, why is it that they always get to go out to lunch and they always get to go shopping and they get to spend forever talking and gabbing and doing nothing? And I go, you know what? We do that every Friday.
Yeah.
We're
living
out
that
to lunch,
fantasy.
Mm-hmm. We talk for hours.
Oh, yeah.
And then we come here and talk for hours.
Yes.
Literally, we're doing what they're doing.
I know. Isn't that great?
It's wild. I'm like, what are you complaining about?
It makes me
and
so
we're
grateful.
Filming it,
I know.
Where it's like, literally, we're creating our own entertainment.
It's true. Oh, and trust us, we're very entertained by ourselves.
I watch it all the time. And you know what's really wonderful?
What?
Putting it on in the background, and I'll find myself talking along with it. And being able to just feel like there are other people in the room. Other
me's
in the room.
Other people that get it.
Yes. That's so funny.
It is. But I mean,
but
I guess that's the quality control test for us, right?
Right.
It's like, do
right.
we like it?
Right.
Great.
Because I just think, I don't know. Like, literally, we went to Nordstrom Rack.
Yes.
We bought shoes.
Oh, such cute shoes.
Cute shoes. And then we went to the Container Store.
Yeah.
And then we went to Whole Foods to get lunch.
Yeah.
And then we came back, ate lunch, watched Scream. Like, come on.
Yeah, we're living it. We're doing it. Now we just have to take the jobs away. And then it's perfect. And then I'm truly Sarah Jessica Parker.
You're telling me.
I would like one article a month and $500,000.
Right. Why is that? Is that too,
is that
much,
too much to ask? Tell him, Steamer. Oh, she's out. I love that noise, too. You hear it? She's like puttering out the last bits.
Oh, wow.
I think that's all she needs, though, because she's looking sleek Tina.
I need to now do her little ends.
Oh, beaut. It's sort of a hard thing, but yeah.
You do kind of have to figure it out. Oh, wow.
And then it just sits so pretty and curled.
Are you kidding me?
It's just like...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
New wig.
New wig.
This is also great if you're about to reset something and you... Oh, wow. This is really silky. Like, this is a nice wig.
Well, she is a nice wig.
And...
Wigs and Grace.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I was like, this is thick and like... But yeah, if you want to reset or restyle, this is a great way to... Because some wigs too, like this one, came with an amount of wave already built
yes.
in. Like no matter what you washed,
yeah,
it would come back with that. But this is a good way to like straighten
it out.
Oh my
God. That is beautiful.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah. That one actually did smooth out so nicely, really yeah. quickly.
Yeah.
Because yeah, if you just keep brushing it as well,
yeah,
it's just going to
keep going
smooth. Smooth.
I'm so...
But I don't think it needs any more heat.
I don't think it does either, actually. I'm just going to go in and smooth her out.
Well.
Gosh.
I also love having this wig head now.
I can game stand changer, here right?
And just... What are we doing today?
Yeah.
What are we feeling?
But also, it's very therapeutic.
It is. I think that that is why I hooked on to it pretty good because... Oh, yikes.
What was it?
Oh, just my, this hair. It's being a little wacky. Because after a while, I was like, okay, if I'm here and I'm just doing this.
Right.
Then yeah, I might as well like put on something.
Oh,
so like,
right.
I'll get my iPad out and I'll be standing at this thing and I'll like have a little show going.
Yes. And then you can just be here brushing hair.
And I can like step away for a minute and be like, okay, I'm gonna let that dry and like see what it does later.
Right.
And then just play around.
Love.
But yeah, it does take a lot of tools. I think that's what we were starting to say earlier, which is, it's hard just to casually jump
right,
in.
Right, because you do have to have at least some things.
Yeah, like a wide tooth comb and a brush, like you need both of those things. And like a wig stand obviously is really helpful if you're doing wigs. And like all of these alligator clips, if you're doing like a full roll set too. But the nice thing is, I mean, Amazon.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But I got like a full roll set with the alligator clips and some of these clips and some other things, I think for like $15.
Yeah.
And then this wig head, I think was like $30, and it came with a whole bunch of hair accessories too. So.
Yeah, it can be affordable.
Go to your local hair supply store too. This stuff isn't super expensive.
No, and it's found anywhere.
You can find options too. Like there's not just like a one price range.
This is beautiful. Like, I just gotta show you.
Yeah.
Hold it like this.
No, let me use both hands.
Yeah. Like, all right, you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Like, look at this. Oh, ladies and gentlemen again.
Oh, beautiful.
Also non-binary.
Also.
Also transgender.
Yeah.
Also anybody else. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Transgendered aliens in the prisons.
This one goes out to you.
Okay, let's see. I just have a hard, yeah. Oh.
Oh
my God.
Beautiful. Lucius Malfoy.
Lucius Malfoy wishes Dobby could get his hair like this. Stop kissing it. You really like him?
I do.
Oh my God, look how silky smooth. That is Barbie hair.
Barbie.
That's like a horse.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie in the room.
I'm always looking for new horse names for my horses in Zelda.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
I love that.
Wait, is there like a horse pun there that we're missing?
Margot Ride Me? No.
That's close.
Margot Ride Me.
You keep
we're going, we're
it.
Going. We're going there.
I feel like I need to pick up mine now and show
yeah,
it back.
Yeah, let's see.
I gotta unscrew it, hang on. Or maybe I don't. Hang on,
I don't know if you do.
That it lifts up on. Oh yeah, that unscrews
it's
too.
It's just very satisfying to brush through hair.
Oh yeah, that's like a little bevel.
Sorry.
What?
That I find it so fascinating just to brush hair.
Oh, the only reason I'm not doing the same thing is because I did this for like 3 days straight and fell in love with it.
Oh man. But I don't want this person to be talking back to me.
No, absolutely. I work with
dead people.
Yeah. And dead
not
people.
Dead people.
Or, you know.
I couldn't do that.
This is the bevel I'm talking about. That's a little tricky, but she just combs right in, or she just brushes right in.
Oh, and Demi Moore.
Cher. Oh, Demi Moore. I just rewatched her episode of Will and Grace the other night where she's the babysitter.
The babysitter.
It's really funny.
You know,
I also remember thinking.
Yeah.
Because you remember they were like, in that era, it was like, oh, look at how good Demi Moore looks for how old she is. And then watching it, I'm like, she could actually be 20.
Yeah.
And we were all like, this woman's ancient.
Because
and she looks amazing, but like she's ancient.
I was watching this video of Rosie O'Donnell on The View and how she's going off like, listen, y'all need to be watching non-America media, watching it from Australia, the BBC, because like, you need to not be watching stuff owned by the same four people.
These standards that have been driven into us
over
time.
I think that's part of it. Like,
it's because it's like, it's really an us problem.
Right.
And I mean, the rest of the world, because of the way that it's been Americanized in other places, not all of the world, but yeah, it's bad.
Do we need to try them on now?
I think yes.
Okay.
Are you ready to?
I don't know. She's pretty smooth. I mean
she looks
I mean, how much more does she need to be?
The thing is, you can keep going really.
Really?
I mean, you see even this little bit here, that would straighten out.
All right.
But I mean, it's good. I don't think you need to go much further right now.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's one of those things where I don't know where to call it.
Oh my God, Gwyneth Paltrow would love
wishes.
This hair.
Yeah.
She's like, this is the hair she was wearing when she killed that guy on the ski slope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now she's in prison.
And now she's in prison.
Okay, well, I'm gonna step off.
Oh.
And put mine on.
Oh, watch me magically go from this bottled blonde to this bottled blonde.
Like that. Oh, motherfucking strap. Okay, whatever.
Saruman.
Actually, though, that's so funny.
Where are all the hobbits?
That is so fucking
Oh, but look how smooth it is.
I know, the silky. Mm. Silky, Dr. Reverend Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
Truth. This is like freaking Kardashian smooth.
You feeling it?
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Why have I not been doing these pins every single episode? This is the thing though, play with hair, learn. You know what I mean?
You live, you learn, you love, you burn, you free,
you learn,
you burn,
yep.
You live.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Right.
Right.
You ever had a Krispy Kreme?
Right.
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 One ring to rule them all.
Shut up!
And in the darkness bind them. Gandalf, I see you've led the hobbits to Isengard. Oh, man.
You are possessed.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have to guess.
Do you know what going on down there? It's Lacey and Peck. Showing up my brand new lower back tattoo. You wanna put it in your mouth. We're gonna get copyright infringement. Okay, I'm gonna unplug this iron because I'm gonna burn myself if I don't.
Good thinking.
Good.
Good thinking. Oh my God. Who are we?
Who are we? Oh.
Oh wow. I mean, American Girl doll hair.
Totally.
Wow. Well, you can see just how easy that is.
Just how easy. No time at all. We were honestly, I'm not
just
gonna.
Just like that.
just like that.
My husband
Big
was
died.
Dead. That Peloton bike, let me tell
you. Took it out of him. You know what sucks so hard about that?
What?
It's like, how long had he been doing that? Surely he was in better health. For him to die of a heart attack, especially while exercising, I was just kind of like, I mean, so dirty.
If I was married to Carrie Bradshaw, I would also die of a heart attack.
I mean, listen.
You know, beautiful. Mm. Beautiful.
Beautiful. And then you can just sit here for hours?
Brushing your hair.
Brushing your hair.
Wow. Proud of us. Proud of you, for learning how to do this and teaching me how to do it.
Well, it's so easy. And I mean, we're going to cut this up a little bit, but just so you all know, from start to finish, it was about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No time at all. And obviously, we're doing something really simple. It's not a huge style thing, but if this is your style, like me.
This week has been in a bag for 6 plus months.
Then you're done.
Months. Yeah.
Then you're done.
You're done.
And she's so shiny.
That's hot.
That's hot. Well, I didn't ask you what you love this week.
I told you what I love this week.
What?
That we essentially are living Sex in the City.
That's right.
Every week.
That's right.
And you know, you gotta make it what it is.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to.
Oh my God. We haven't really talked about anything like that pertains to the internet. But I do have to sneak in here real quick.
Yeah, we have
that
time.
Chapel Roan used to work at Scooters, and she said that on the VMA red carpet. And I said, girl knows.
Girl knows.
Girl knows.
Girl knows. Also, this girl knows.
Also.
You about that life. Yeah, already there.
Today, I changed it up, and the owner was like, oh, you got something different? Well, I got my normal drink.
Okay.
But I also got the little pretzel bites, because I was curious. And they were good.
So you know what? Run, don't walk to Scooters.
Coffee kiosk.
Is that what it's called?
That's what she called
it. A coffee kiosk.
I worked at a coffee kiosk, and I was like, I hate that.
Maybe before they were brick and mortar. Interesting. So she was in on the ground floor of Scooters.
Maybe.
Good for her.
So anyways.
Anyway, have a great week.
Have a great week.
Style a wig.
Beetlejuice.
And that.
We should watch Prometheus tonight if we can find it.
Okay. You mean Alien Romulus?
Yes.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourself. Watch Global All-Stars, even though, you know, it's going to be... They ain't giving it to somebody who's not in the U.S.
Or the UK or Australia.
I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Kitty to death, but they ain't reading her outfits.
Say it.
I love Kitty.
I love Kitty. Anyways,
I'm
ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Love her. I love them all.
It is a very good season.
Anyways, be kind to yourself.
Yeah. See you next time.
Love thy neighbor. Do thy dog.
Do thy dog? Goodbye. Yeah.
Come rattle me. I mean, come rattle me.
Come rattle me.